finally make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah. Hey, it's random thought.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't get my earlier statement, did you?
I don't know.
What?
No.
No? Okay.
So hi.
Howdy. What's going on?
The problem with random thoughts in bed is this is the time of coronavirus and we're with each other all the time.
So what does that mean?
We have nothing to say to each other anymore.
Oh yeah. You're exhausted on dialogue.
There's like nothing to talk about.
By the time we roll in the bed, that's true.
No, then like 8 a.m. in the morning, there's nothing to talk about, dude.
We can talk about what we do in the shadows.
What? TV show?
Yeah. Sean, no, I meant what we really do.
Sean's in love with what we do in the shadows. This is...
What? You know, say I should have waited to discover it for like another 3 seasons.
Should I get you a t-shirt?
I think you need a t-shirt.
I think that you're now officially a geek.
I hate themed t-shirts.
What? You like your Dukes of Hazzard? You never wore that.
That's because let me.
Well, that's true. Do you remember that?
Maybe I'll wear it for Halloween.
It's the good old boys.
With a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Oh my word! I really think you should wear the Daisy Dukes. For those of you who don't know,
what?
A Daisy Duke is a, she was a character on Dukes of Hazzard, thus the last name Duke. But she wore these very, 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 very short cut-off jean shorts. She also, the actress who played Daisy Duke also has the same birthday that I have.
Yeah? The year and everything?
No. She's like 8,000 years older than me, man. She's on crow. She's old. She's probably like 60 or something. She probably is. So well. Oh, are you laughing because I think that they sound...
Yeah.
You're such a drunk.
Ouch.
A liar.
He's documented spousal abuse.
Yeah, he hit me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyways. Can't use this random.
Why not?
Because now everybody thinks you're abused. I think I'm Michael Bublé-ing you.
Pretty much.
I did not Michael Bublé.
I know, because he didn't actually use physical violence.
Oh my god. Okay, let's shut that off.
What?
We can't use this.
It's just getting good.
It's not good because you pretended that I hit you. And now everybody think I hit you.
Yeah.
You're such a punk.
Kitty learned that a famous person that likes BTS, do you know who it is?
Michael Bublé?
No.
Oh, Daisy Duke?
No.
Donald Trump?
No.
Someone they've done a duet with or somebody?
No, it's like somebody you would never think of, but I'm pretty sure.
Barack Obama?
John Cena.
Oh, I knew that.
You did know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Excuse me.
John Cena also does a lot about polio with Rotary.
Oh, does he? Yeah, he does. Yes, he's their ambassador or something, right?
Yeah, like one of their celebrity ambassadors.
Yeah. Oh, way to kill it with the Rotary.
So there's some people have no clue who John Cena is, by the way.
Well, I didn't
I was surprised to hear his name earlier.
It's interesting because, like, who's a celebrity to some people is totally not who's a celebrity to someone else. That's like, today, sure. I was reading this article about quarantine karaoke, and in it, they were like, there's like an 80-year-old mother, grandmother, and a 4-year-old girl, and it's even famous people like Rick Tyler. And I was like,
from Maine? Rick Tyler?
WTF Rick Tyler. Like, he's guy? Not even a news guy anymore. He's on the radio on one random station in Bangor, and he does the news on the radio. He was a weatherman or something. And I'm like, Rick Tyler's not famous.
That's crazy.
You cannot, like, say, even famous people like Rick Tyler. And I'm like,
That's like somebody who spends their whole life in in a town of 500 people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like, level of fame.
Yeah. It's small town famous. Right. Small town famous. I would not say any news anchor, even in prime time on TV in Maine, was famous. And they're like, former weatherman.
Yeah.
Now radio news anchor. Rick Tyler. Famous. Like, yeah, in his own head. But quarantine karaoke is kind of cool because this guy in Bangor, Maine started a Facebook group and of people doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like in like 2 days, it went from like 5 people to like thousands.
There's a lot of
talent.
Talent, yeah. I was going to say there's a lot of I don't want to say, like, gutsy, but, like...
It's brave, man.
Brave people, yeah.
They're very brave people.
That is a good way to, that's a good word.
And occasionally naughty people. And occasionally really drunk people.
Naughty people?
Yeah, there was a woman actually had to get kicked off.
For what?
Naughtiness.
Karaoke?
Yeah, she was live karaokeing.
Love. Was she karaokeing with her battery-operated boyfriend, or what?
It was kind of close, I guess. I didn't see it. I just saw her the next time complaining about how they took it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so there's naughty quarantine karaoke, and there's brave quarantine karaoke, and then there's like, oh, I wish I had never seen this person sing karaoke.
And, that's why I don't do it right there. I don't hurt anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, man.
Yeah.
That's
why I say they're brave.
There's a lot of Don't Stop Believing covers.
Really? Figures.
Yeah, because it's a small town world. Girl. What was the song lyric you realized you didn't know today?
Oh, my gosh. It was You Ain't Never Caught a Rabbit? Something like that.
Yeah.
Nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, Sean does the song "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog" by Elvis Presley.
I don't remember the line now, but
you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine. Yeah.
I got the friend part. I always have known that, but I never knew the rabbit part.
I remember being like, "Why was the hound dog going after the rabbit?" Because I did not come from a family of hunters. Like I couldn't. I did not know that. Like. That was a thing.
I think I can hear it finally today for the first time because the air quality improvement.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know that they said you was high class, but that was just a lie. That's another line in it. Oh, they said you was high class, and that was just a lie.
Nope, I don't know that one either.
Yeah. So you think the coronavirus has affected climate change so much that you can now hear...
Yeah.
And this is how fake news starts.
No, it's true.
No, it's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's like we can see the trees on top of the mountains now. Writing tip of the paw. Yeah, I know we give writing tips and life tips on the podcast, but some writing tips are just stupid.
Stupid.
And they annoy Carrie a lot, and she goes all angry monster about it unless we let her vent.
So, we're going to let me vent. What's the first one there, Shawnee, that everyone says?
Write every day.
Okay, you do not have to write every day. You can, but you don't have to. Writing is not breathing. You don't have to constantly do it. And this is especially true if it's your damn job. You don't tell someone to doctor every damn day. You're allowed to have a break.
I want you to read that again for yourself, please.
Whatevs. I'm just trying to make us money in the time of the coronavirus.
You're working hard 7 days a week, like 16-hour days.
But you don't have to write every day.
No. No, I think that if you don't take a break, sometimes your writing won't be its best anyways, right?
You know, and people feel like they're not really a writer if they don't write every day, because they hear this over and over and over again by people who tell writers how to be writers, right. But they're not actual writers, right. These people, and it drives me really angry.
Please. Yeah, that's silly.
Yeah. Number two.
Stay focused. Don't get distracted.
Look, you're not a computer. You're allowed to get distracted. And the thing is that distractions are often where inspirations happen. Your brain is allowed to wander, to dream, and to make connections. Whoever thinks like differently is a sadistic MF.
MF.
I'm not going to say what that stands
for. Oh, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh! He didn't say it. He didn't say it.
I didn't say it. I was just trying to scare you.
Oh, you did. Anyways, it's true. Like, most writers get their inspiration when they're running or in the shower, when they're doing something totally different, when they're distracted. And when you get distracted, you can find out and learn things and make connections that then can feed back into your story. You do not have to always stay focused.
That's for darn sure.
And people feel so guilty when they aren't hyper focused.
People don't actually say this.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Don't worry about grammar.
Yep, they say it.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man.
I know. So you should worry about grammar. Writing is about communication. It's like talking. You don't want people to strain to hear you and not get what you're saying. You don't want to mumble, and grammar makes it so you don't mumble or meander like a president on Quaaludes. If you are in the U.S. and writing fiction, use Chicago Manual style. If you're writing newspaper and journals and blogs, AP. But for God's sake, know what a sentence is.
I would imagine. Sheesh.
Sean has seen some things that I have edited. And
oh, my word.
And it's, you gotta, like, you don't want to have to pay for someone to fix all that for you. Although I appreciate it when you do, because I worry about money.
Anyways.
All condensed, the writing tip of the pod is?
It's like quarantine karaoke. You want to be sort of decent? Or at least find joy in what you're doing. You may not be a contestant on Voice or in BTS or whatever, but you can still have fun. Do what makes you happy. Ignore all the rules. They say there is only one way to do something.
That's a marketer.
That's a marketer talking for sure. Not an artist.
And do you want to be a marketer or an artist?
Man, you want to be an artist.
That's right.
And then a marketer.
And then worry about money. Like I
sell the crap out of
it. But like the whole point is that so many people giving writing advice are people who have created a following and then sold a book after they've created a following, and the book is really just them spouting out regurgitated crud from other people, right, who are marketers, and that's not what it is to be a writer.
It's come from your soul.
It's got to come
from your brain.
There's no one right way to do it.
Of course not. Depends on what kind of book it is.
And you can't want one right way to do it. No, nope, just like on quarantine boring karaoke, there's 8,000 different ways of singing Don't Stop Believing. And some of them are going to be awesome, and some of them are going to make you cringe. But the people there are enjoying it, and the singing and the act of making music takes away from their stress of coronavirus and economic woes. And so you've got to applaud that and love it. And there's no one right way to be a person singing quarantine karaoke on Facebook, which you should look up, and we'll have a link in the blog. But there's also no one way to be a writer.
There's a lot of ways you shouldn't be a person singing.
No. We're
not really.
Them all, and not
I wish I had the cojones to do it myself.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have it. I can't do it.
No,
I have like the worst stage fright ever even thinking about it. Oof.
There'd be like so much negative comments, I'd cry.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, he's so cute and rugged.
That's got nothing to do with singing, man.
Oh, it'd be sexy, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it would be totally sexy.
No, it wouldn't.
You you just like sing like five bars of Lynyrd Skynyrd and then like everybody would be like, oh, can I marry him?
No, 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 no.
I think we should do it.
You'd be like, can you please cut his vocal cords out?
No.
Dog tip for life. I'd take a breath there.
That was a lot of energy. It was almost like quarantine karaoke right there, man.
So according to Sparty, who, by the way, is not in the best shape.
Aww, don't out him like that, man. He's not in CrossFit. They don't have doggy CrossFit.
Yeah, they're not, but he's one good tree peer. Man.
Don't tell everyone that.
I don't know how a dog, it's like an endless supply of urine.
Dude.
It's incredible. Anyways, he says, in between tinkles, you do not have to howl well to howl good.
Yeah.
But how good do you have to howl well?
Oh my gosh, that's like a
twister. Yeah.
He howls howl.
Sparty rarely howls, actually.
No, but when he does, he howls good. He doesn't practice howling every day.
No,
he doesn't. Because he believes in his innate ability to howl.
Yeah.
And he howls when it, like, it's the feeling.
The feeling?
Howling. You lost that howling feeling.
I howl when I get the feeling, too.
No.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now, and like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People, then like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Broke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good.
It's so good.
I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it truly is good.
John just thinks it's really good because the main character he thinks is him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, possibly.
Also, I am doing a course. I started a course.
A course?
A course.
What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and people get to hang out together in a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome because...
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course. That's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with has the instructors more. There's also like a life coaching course.
That's very
Because you're
sweet.
So awesome.
That's very sweet.
I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else? Are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean,
sorry. Yeah,
you edit people's work.
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readsy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work.
But
we are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebook.
Books.
So we're all in one.
Types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean
like
up your
full
grammar.
Service.
Yeah, man.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back in your on your desk, though, because unless people want stick figures for the covers all the time.
You've been the funniest cover ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like Evie's font. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. It always goes back.
No, it's just an example of how it could be deceptive because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And you stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
Because we need you in this world. Stay strong.